How's your audio?
Good, man. How about yours?
Sounds good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Things like Ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number
25.
Big. Just keep rolling on.
Just keep rolling, man. Just doing the thing.
This is the weekend preview.
Yeah.
So we preview what's going on for
this
weekend.
Yep.
So,
what's going on this weekend?
Well, we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. There's a couple of big tournaments going on.
Thought we was done with big tournaments.
Well, the Outdoor Nationals, U.S. Archery's Outdoor Nationals is this weekend. That's where the adults get to play. Like the Joad, they did theirs in Raleigh.
Right.
Now the adults get to play. The
seniors.
The seniors.
Where are they at?
They're in Dublin, Ohio. And they ran their first scoring round today being Thursday.
Gotcha. Curtis out there.
Curtis is out there.
Any other Georgians that you know of?
Yes.
Carson Sapp?
Yeah, I think Carson's on the list. Tina Tasso's out there.
Okay. Playing with the recurve.
Joseph Scarborough.
Okay.
He actually qualified second behind Brady Ellison and hit with his recurve.
Whoa.
And he's a young man. So
get it.
He's doing good.
Good shooting.
And so from what I saw, there's a few others out there from Georgia, and they're doing their thing. So
is that the last 50-meter event of the year?
Yeah. Well, no. It is there's one more in Texas.
Gotcha.
For the USAT.
For ranking rounds.
Yeah, ranking to get your ranking. So you had to, if you're in the senior, you had to, this is one of the USAT rankings and you have to shoot it for your USAT, for United States Archery Team. It's also the beginning stages of the Olympic trials.
For recurve, yes.
So,
we can't figure out how to get compound in the Olympics.
Yep, not yet, anyway.
We can shoot BB guns.
We can break dance.
We can break dance.
Yeah.
But we can't shoot compounds in the Olympics.
We're going to leave that alone.
It's a rabbit hole.
So, those guys will be running all the way through the weekend.
Gotcha. And
also, the Buckmasters Expo.
I saw that. Did you see Tim Gillingham's site that he's put together for
He's been doing that for several years, modifying it and getting it like he wants to.
That thing was funky.
And so we got a Georgian out there shooting.
Yeah, Daniel.
Daniel's out there.
He shot
his first round today. I don't know how he did.
He did pretty well last year, too.
Yes, he did. So good. Wishing him best of luck. And I know
is Robin shooting, or do you know?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen anything.
No, I don't think she's shooting. I think she's there for support.
That's
the two big tournaments, that are out of state that we have Georgians at.
Gotcha.
And but then we have some stuff going on this weekend.
Rocky Comfort in Louisville, Georgia.
Is having a 3D archery shoot.
Mount Grace Church.
Yep.
I'm not sure where that's at.
Nope, but they're having an archery shoot. This is all Saturday.
Yep. Google search at Mount Grace.
Yep.
If there's multiple Mount Grace churches.
I don't know.
I don't know where you pulled this from.
Maybe just Mount Grace Archery. Maybe
where'd you find this?
On the big list.
On GLN?
Yeah, I think so.
Gotcha.
So, and then
we're hosting a hunt shoot
this weekend
with hunting bows.
That's right.
With hunting scenarios.
That's right. Won't be no real super long shots, probably.
How many stakes?
Three.
Three stakes?
Yep, three stakes.
With your hunting bows.
Hunting bows. That's right.
Mine's
pop
not
up.
Even ready.
Yeah, yours is ready.
No, it ain't.
So that's what I got for Saturday.
All right. Well, Sunday. Bullseye Archery's having their hunt shoot in Hayhira.
Hayhira, Georgia.
Hayhira. What's going on down in Hayhira?
Yep. So if you're down that neck of the hood, you can...
The neck of the hood.
That's right. You can go down there and get your hunt shoot on.
Get your hunt shoot on. Well, also Ogeechee Bowman.
Yeah, and they don't call
trash.
It. That's right. They call it the trash.
Because there's a lot of limbs and leaves.
It ain't no easy come, easy go ASA shoot. I can promise you that.
You got to work it.
Yep, got to work it.
Like a hunting Are we gonna be kind of like that too?
It's a hunt shoot.
All right, then.
As long as you got a kill spot, right?
Right.
Okay.
Is it going to score the same way as an ASA does?
Yeah, I think so. I thought about going IBO centers.
11 or
11 and then leaving the 10 to 8, the everything else. So. But
I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
I really would. The only thing that scares me is not everybody's going to realize.
Well, I mean, if we tell them ahead of time.
Got to tell them ahead of time.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I thought about. But I was like, we've been shooting the lower 12 all year.
Yeah.
We won't be calling the upper 12, though.
So no calling upper.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's on a hunt style shoot, I mean, you're not aiming up there anyway.
Yeah, but the rules will be laid out so that when you show up, they'll be there. So,
Well, then also on Sunday, the Bow Hunters of Georgia.
Yeah, the Bow Hunters of Georgia is having
Facebook group coming to shoot on Sunday.
Yep. They're going to have some cooking, some good times and meet and greet type things.
Gotcha. Well, have you talked to Emerson?
I have not talked to Emerson. That was Emerson was working that out with Steve-O, I think. So
okay.
He'd been talking to him about more than I had. So
I got you.
I saw the post.
So you can shoot in Social Circle on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, as long as you're part of the Bow Hunters.
You got to be part of the Bow Hunters of Georgia group?
Yep. Okay. The Bow Hogs.
Bow Hunters of Georgia.
Yep, Bow Hogs.
I hadn't.
You never heard it called
Bow
Hog?
I hadn't heard it called that one.
Oh, I think Billy's the one that introduced it. Yep.
All right, then.
Bow Hunters of Georgia.
Bow Hunters of Georgia.
How you spell
Yeah, Hog? I got it. Okay. I got you, dog. I'm following. I am tracking what you were laying down.
Picking up what I'm putting down. I got you. So that's what I got for the weekend. So that made it really fast, so we could just cut off and go, right?
Well, you just kind of need to remind everybody once again, get your bows to the doctor.
Oh, yeah. It's time
it's that time of the year.
The bow doctor's in the house several
We're actually kind of late recording this simply because we've been busy.
Yep, trying to do the bow doctor work.
Trying to get the doctor works done.
And there's a bunch of folks out there shooting 3D as we watching.
Yeah. And got the Thursday night 3D league going on with the 3D targets inside.
Yeah, with the AC.
With the AC.
That's right.
Rolling in the AC.
That young man right there just bought him a brand new bow. He's trying to get it sighted in.
Got him a Stone Matthews Verdix. Right.
So, another happy customer, we hope. But, if you hadn't got your bow ready, go get it to the
time
store.
To do it.
Let them look at it.
Google search. Pro shops.
Find you a pro shop.
Stay
local.
Out of box stores.
Yep. Yeah, because if you can go to the box store first, then you turn around and go to the pro shop to get it fixed what the box store did.
Well, I'm just saying.
It just happens that way.
I seen one the other day that came from there that the rest was bolted on the front and the inside of the riser.
What about the string that was on backwards there?
Another one.
Yeah.
Came from a box store. That was yesterday.
Yep.
String was on upside down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pete was now, in the bottom. I mean, granted, I don't know how you hold a bow upside down.
Granted, I mean, I know that we don't always... We're not always perfect.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we try.
That's right.
I mean, it's our goal to treat every single customer exactly how I would like to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I treat their bows as if it were mine and I was leaving in the morning to go to Illinois to hunt 190-inch deer.
Exactly.
Or I was headed to the Buckmasters or the ASA tournament of choice or whatever. I mean,
That's
a goal to build and set up that each and every bow, whether it's, putting gas strings on or whatever it may be, that, when it leaves this store, it is in tip top shape.
Yep, that's what we try. But, things happen. We've all had problems. Everybody has. We've seen craziness come through with people.
Yeah.
Leaning out the door and busting limbs and
drop away rest
backwards.
Yeah.
Really, left handed on a right handed, so they had to put it
on the front.
Yeah. So
yeah, really did see that.
Yeah. So I mean,
didn't try to shoot it, but
I mean, that's if you've been in this business long enough,
you've seen it all.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you think you have until somebody shows up with a left handed rest bolted on a right handed bow on the front QAD. As a matter of fact, yeah,
it was funny.
That was different.
Very, very interesting. And then a guy brings a bow in and says he done took it to three shops and they couldn't get it tuned.
Yeah.
So it happens. But it got tuned.
Yeah,
it don't matter.
Yeah, got it figured out. Limp upside down.
That's why you go to pro shops.
Right.
So that you can get it done. Right. And if you
we're not bashing other shops either by no means.
It has nothing to do with other
shops. Everybody makes mistakes for sure.
What I'm saying is if you go to one place and you don't like the service, you can go somewhere. There is other shops in the state.
That's the American dream, man. That's a beautiful thing about the United States of America.
We can, you know, the freedom.
Free market.
Freedom to do what we want to.
Yep.
Well, there was...
Had a little contest going on.
I don't know. There was some guy that said he was going to give away a...
Yeah, a journal and a...
Journal.
3D journal and a Georgia Archery sticker.
And
all you had to do was, you know, shoot your bow from a pool.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were looking for mega pictures, too.
That, too. I have not seen any pictures from the Mega Triple Crown.
So that means all the new guys that are listening to us don't remember the mega.
Yeah.
That or they just couldn't find the pictures.
Probably back on a flip phone.
On a Polaroid.
The original iPhone, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
Was it Blackberries? Is that what
Blackberries,
they were called?
Blackberries,
yeah. I had one of those.
Yeah.
Nextel Blackberry.
Had a little keyboard on the phone itself.
Yep. Had a little wheel in the middle.
That's right.
Controlled like a mouse almost.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, anywho.
Well, I know that I got a Mega Triple Crown picture somewhere.
Yeah,
I in our
several.
Yellow shirt that
several.
We were wearing. Yep. I think we were shooting on Sunday.
Sunday, probably.
Uh-huh.
A lot of money was given out.
There was. That was fun. We need to do that again.
So, we went through it. Did you pick a winner?
Yeah.
Oh, swimming pool gave it away, right?
Right. Thurman. Mr. Austin Thurman.
Austin Thurman.
Which has had a phenomenal season this year.
3D journal and a Georgia Archery sticker.
Congratulations, Austin.
We'll get that to you next time we see you.
Yep. Tomorrow when you show up for work at Fletch Airs. Not really. But if you're bored and you don't have anything to do tomorrow, Austin, if you're listening, just be here when you get out of school.
I don't know. I'd be putting up targets.
Well, yeah, for tomorrow, for sure. So what you're saying is if you're bored on Friday afternoon.
If somebody's bored on Friday afternoon, they might come help.
So about 4:30 at Veterans Park.
Help John set up targets. Big John needs some help setting up targets.
Come on out.
We'll
last one of the year.
Yeah, so we're going to have a good time, set it up. And they ain't got to be stretched.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
ain't got to be perfect clean lanes.
Ain't got to be clean lanes, which most of these lanes are pretty clean because we cleaned them just the other week. So, so I think that'll do that.
Anything else?
I want to say I appreciate every one of our listeners. I appreciate all the shares. I appreciate the pictures and the tags because it's growing.
Yep.
So more people are knowing about it and more people are listening.
Did you see the message that we got through the Facebook page about the Mountain Ops?
Mountain Ops, about a gentleman I'd never, nothing. He just
sorry. Went, I mean, right. I don't know you, bud, but appreciate your question.
He wanted to know what we was talking about when we had Billy and what drink
was
it. I was
jacked up on Ignite.
Yeah,
and Billy was dialed in. He had taken, drank a dial.
He was all dialed in.
Dialed
so,
to get all dialed in.
So that we didn't. We made him nervous.
We did.
Billy?
Yeah.
So we had to get some dialed.
That's a big old dude to make nervous.
Yeah. Well, I don't want him upset with me.
I don't either.
So
he's got to be on my team.
Yeah. But that's the kind of things that somebody that we don't know is listening to it. We appreciate every one of you listening.
Yep. Absolutely. Couldn't do it without you. We're thankful for each and every one of you.
So share and tell all of your archery buddies.
Yep.
About us.
How many days are we out from Georgia bow season? Yesterday was the 14th, which was my brother's birthday. Happy belated birthday to my brother PA. But I know it comes in on September 14th, so we're under a month now.
Yep.
Because August has only got 30 days in it anyway.
That's right. So August got 31 days.
31 days? Okay. So maybe I should turn around and look at the calendar.
Calendar's hanging behind you.
So we're a month away.
Yeah, right at a month away.
4 weeks or so.
So I want to see some hashtags on some I want to see your list. Let's see your hit list. Somebody got trail cams have been up now.
Yeah.
So somebody posted.
Somebody's
got some trail cam pictures.
You know what I mean?
So let's see your trail cam pictures and post them. Hashtag Georgia Archery and hashtag hit list so we can see some pictures. And I'll share them back. In other words, if I see them, we'll put them on the Facebook and the Instagrams. And we'll we don't have to tell you where you're at. We'll just say this is some, you know, good deer for Georgia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because that's part of the conservation side, right?
When are you going to put your cutty back up?
I don't know, because essentially this weekend, I mean, if the
Monday? No, we probably got to work.
Probably working Monday. Yeah. So I don't know yet.
Get that order of gas, both strings in here, and we will be wide open.
Yep. So that's what we're doing. The GBAA had their last meeting of the year, and to find out when different dates. So the and
I talked to Jake yesterday with Georgia S3DA.
Yep,
the state coordinator.
Yep.
He, you know, was just informing me that there's still some things in the works There's going to be a coaches meeting, coordinators meeting.
That's right. Still working on them.
And he's waiting on some of the
dates. Dates are set, but places.
Places. That's right. Locations.
Locations weren't set for a couple of the national tournaments.
Yeah.
So we do know that the indoor nationals will be in Louisville,
mm-hmm.
just before, and the West Coast indoor will be just before Vegas.
Right.
So those two are good to go.
Yeah.
And we know the date for the Metropolis is the week before,
mm-hmm.
and we understand those. So it's just the outdoor that we're really holding on, and they haven't got the 100% location, whatever. So
gotcha.
Date set. We just got to figure out where we're going. And then we got to figure out where we're going for all the S3DAers and where they're going to shoot for the regionals and the
that start kind of that stuff. Whole bid all process back
going.
Over.
That's right.
4-H so, will get going.
4-H is starting to pick up, you know, and go. Yeah,
I
for here will
today.
Be the yep. So that's for the Walton County, and some of the other ones will be picking up and doing their thing all over the state.
Something like that.
And
is that a Friday date though?
It is a Friday.
So we're meeting on Friday this year, not Wednesday.
Well, that date is a
Friday. Yeah.
So
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
But anywho, that's what that is, and then you know,
you know what? That is a big deal.
Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. So, if you want to send us a message, you can always find us and send me an email, or I'll share it with Robbie. We'll talk about it or whatever. It's georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all our information, our podcast, and any post that we make on our webpage of
www.georgiaarchery.com. On interwebs.
That's right. And you can find us on Facebook under Georgia Archery.
Instagram.
Twitter. I have a
Snapchat.
You said it correctly.
I did this time.
I was going to say, well, I had a new friend added me the other day. So
on
the
Chapsnap.
On the Chapsnap. He was, I guess he wanted to see the Georgia Archery stuff that I've been posting. I've been trying to share, you know, once a week or when we post something that, hey, there's a new podcast out.
Right.
So that kind of stuff. That one don't have as much following as, you know, the rest of them. So I try to put them on.
I don't
them
do
on.
Too much Snapchatting.
But you can, and if you have a podcast app, more than likely you can type in
Georgia Archery. If you got a smartphone, you got a podcast app.
Yeah, and you can type in Georgia Archery
and any of them,
in most any of them,
and find us.
And it'll and I know out. We're on all the majors, and we're working to get
start
into
back at number one and work your way through 25.
Actually, I think most of them have started number two. The number one didn't go to everywhere.
Got you.
Because that was the first test one.
Right. So two.
Yep.
Start at two.
And if nothing else, and if you don't want to do it, you want to go to YouTube, all of these YouTube. On YouTube yep. also. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe to any of the apps that you have this podcast, so that when we release a new one, you'll have it.
You'll get a notification.
When we do a bonus. We got a couple of bonuses planned already,
mm-hmm.
working on them. Another gentleman we've actually already interviewed once is coming back.
Yep.
And
he's got a new gig.
Yes, he does have a new gig. So Papa's got a brand new bag.
Yes,
sir. And then another gentleman that we interviewed once that didn't go out is supposed to come and redo.
Yeah, we got
to
redo that one.
And we're trying to get a couple of others, trying to line up a couple of state pros that are professionals that live in the state.
Gotcha.
So that we can talk to them and get stuff going. And we did film, but the sound was terrible. And I'm not putting it out because we did that one time on one of our podcasts.
Right.
And
we didn't know it. We didn't know it on purpose.
But, I mean, I don't want to do that again. Yeah. So that's going to be redone.
Refilm that one.
Yep. And so with all of that being said, you know how to find us. And if you have information, man, there's some swag. I've seen more pictures of more people getting swag. So
when are we going to do hats?
There's one hat on the thing that says hashtag George Archery, and that's all it is. So
I want one like
that's harder to do.
I know it's harder to do.
On that. So we were trying
to. You just got to do it. It's all dollars, ain't it?
And time.
Dollars and time.
Yeah, so.
There ain't much time right now, and I ain't got no dollars.
That's right.
Uh-oh, looks like they're done shooting 3D, so Alicia's like, hey, roll, dog.
She said eight up. So
she's been killing it, man. As soon as she went to the hands.
She's still on the hands. She come in here with a trigger on her hunting boat the other day. And that was the end of that. She said that thing going to trash. She's gonna hunt with her hinge release.
Get it.
So anyway, if that's all we got for today, is that all you got?
That's it, dude.
All right, man. Well, this is gonna be a quick and simple one.
Jake, you can listen to this one on a one-way trip.
That's right. We appreciate everybody again.
Absolutely.
Like I said, we're gonna get some more stuff rolling. But like I said, when it's this time of year, these are gonna be quicker and faster for the simple fact that we got lots going on.
Yes. So, a tune-in room full of bows.
That's right.
Arrows so to fletch.
We always got something going on. So. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And we'll see ya.